everything's fine. You got all that you need with Curry and the Keeper. Curry and the Keeper, June 25th, 2025, episode 139. Curry and the Keeper. And hello, my queen, ruler of the dinner scene.
Ah, yes.
Because that's all we do is go out to dinner anymore. You know,
it seems of late. Yes, we have been.
No, you don't say.
Of late, I've been
of
saying
late,
that. I've been saying that a few times.
Of late, lately,
of late, I've noticed
recently,
you've been like
of
this.
Late, of late,
of
yes,
late, yes.
Of late.
Yes, we've been have had some dinners. Yes,
I think Saturday night or Sunday morning, I was like, oh, I've had it.
I know.
I've had it. I'm just not 25 anymore.
I noticed. What are you drinking?
I am drinking, I shall do it here.
Oh, a beer. You're
Pabst,
drinking a beer.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, nice. I'm hey, drinking
cheers.
Tequila.
Cheers, babe. There you go. I'm drinking a Waterloo because we've had so many dinners. And
lots
that's
of all, wine.
And that's always, well, not lots of, but it's always more than one glass. And I'm just like, I'm run down from it.
Yes. Oh,
you know,
yes.
I'm just run down. I had my glass of wine for dinner.
Yes.
And I was like, are you drinking? You're like, no.
No,
like,
I try to only drink once a week. And so if we have a dinner that we're going on.
You should drink on the show.
I
you
know.
Haven't had
Tipsy
anything.
Tina needs to come back.
You haven't had anything on the show for months.
I know.
For months. You know, and know. You know what happens? Guess what? People stop sending wine. How about that?
Yeah, I know. I noticed. I don't drink it anymore. So my wine taste preferences has changed to lighter over the summer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like I think I'm back in my rosé era.
No, you're in your Prosecco.
And I
you're
like the bubbles
$13 Prosecco.
Aye, don't knock it till you try it. It's
I'm
pretty
not
good.
Knock it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So did you read the newsletter?
I did read the
you
newsletter.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, and I'm very curious what big discovery about me you've made that I finally admitted after years and years. What is going on?
Well, we were sitting at the counter and you said, I am a boomer. That's what you said. I'm a boomer. I go, wait, what?
No.
What?
No.
Yes, you did.
Let me go back and explain. The title of a No Agenda show was Boomer Benefits. And the reason we called it that is because I am, not only am I in the face and the hair and the voice of Generation X, I am technically Generation X. However, everybody who wants to say something mean to me goes, okay, boomer.
But you said, I am a boomer. That's what you said. I did a double take.
I am Generation
and
X.
You
with
did
boomer
not say
adjacent
that, Adam Curry. You did not say that while we were sitting at the...
Because you
I
know
was
why?
Shocked.
Because I just give up on you. I'm so tired of arguing. Just because you are actually 100% certified...
Boomer.
Pure boomer. I'm September 3rd.
I'm a baby
3rd.
Boomer, though. I'm a baby boomer.
I'm September 3rd, 1964. That is, you can take it any way you want it. I think if you go look in the garage and you look at where my wall of fame shame is, I think you will see that everybody there would say he was the man of Generation.
Oh, please.
They should have a statue of me with Generation X underneath it.
Then why did you say I am a boomer?
Because...
Sitting? Uh-huh.
Because I just want you to be quiet. Oh. Just stop already.
I didn't even bring it up.
Yes, you did.
No,
you said, what's this with the title? Boomer Benefits. And I said, well, because everyone calls us okay, boomer anyway, even though I think Dvorak is the silent generation. I don't know where he's from.
Silent movies. Anyway, so that's what that was about. So,
oh, okay. Well, yeah. I was actually like, oh.
I was shocked when you said it. I go, wait, what? Wait. And I immediately put it in my notes for the show.
You have been keeping notes throughout the week. I've noticed
yes.
that.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Where are we at, girl?
This oh, so
feels good. By the way,
yes.
if I may.
Yes.
So yesterday.
Oh.
You said. And I had a lunch and I had stuff to do. And you're like, I have nothing. I have nothing to do except write the newsletter. And then, and I said nothing. And then I just waited for it. I don't know what to write. And then I waited 5 minutes.
Dude, and I said,
you know, I'm sure you'll come up with something. And right away you said, why don't you write it? Did you not say, why don't you write it?
I did not say that at all. Don't glare at
you
me.
You said, why don't you write it then? You don't remember
that? I said, will you write it for me?
No, here's how it went. No, why don't you write it then? That's how you said it. And I did not.
I asked you. I said, can you write the newsletter for me? And you go, no.
That's not it. You went, why don't you write it then? If you're so easy, if you didn't do it.
I did not say it like that.
Wow.
I asked you to write it and you told me flat out no.
At least I admit it when I'm crappy towards you. You just have to go off in a hole like, no. I said, oh, honey, darling. Oh, baby, would you write it for me? No, you did not.
My recollection is different.
All right. Well, I'm going to start wearing a body cam.
Oh, yeah.
So I can have evidence. Anyway,
yeah.
Good newsletter.
Yeah.
It was good.
I know. So you come back and you go, no, you said me. I go, will you write it for me? And you go, no. And then yes. And then you walked away and you came back. You go, I can give you some ideas. And I go, I already wrote it. Yes.
Is this really the way you remember
that's
it? You don't remember you snapping at me? Why don't you write it then? You don't remember that.
I don't snap at you, Adam. I never snap at you.
I need oxygen. I need oxygen.
I don't snap at you.
No.
I am cheerful all the time.
Okay. Nanu nanu for the show. Okay. Yeah, baby, you're always cheerful.
Speaking of, when we went to dinner, we had dinner at Sparklemeister's house with a couple of our other friends, Andre and David, over the weekend. And we were getting into a hefty discussion about the laundry. And was it your hoodies that we were talking about? Oh, basket trauma? Were we talking about at the table? I don't remember.
I don't remember any of this conversation.
Debbie turned and like totally asked a different question because we were getting a little like, hey.
I don't remember.
You don't remember sitting at that big round table?
Yeah, I remember sitting at the table. And
we got in a discussion about something.
And you, as usual, making me look stupid.
Adam, I do not.
Yes, I know exactly what it was. Well, because I'm surprised you didn't have any in your notes.
I don't. I just have.
Because you tried to entrap me. No, you entrapped me. By leaving a hoodie.
Oh, that's right. I don't have it in my notes.
Well, let me explain what happens.
That's right. Okay, go ahead. Kara.
So one day last week.
Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, Tina says, I have to tell you something. I'm like, okay. Already I know I'm in trouble. Your hoodie has been on the back of the couch for 4 days. And I look over and I go, you know, I could have sworn that was the blue blanket. And I already thought it was strange that you had positioned it that way. Because, you know, and it's partially just, I have a little bit of color blindness, so a black hoodie and a blue thing. And the blue blanket is often over the back of the couch. But I had indeed taken it off. But you kind of like, just wanted to trap me.
No.
To show that I just leave crap around the house.
I didn't want to trap you. I wanted to see how long it was going to take to put it away.
But that wasn't it. I never recognized it as my hoodie because it's a completely black hoodie. It's with the three nails. So I never saw it. I thought it was the blue blanket.
So you saw it, but you didn't. You thought it was not.
No.
I thought, he doesn't even see it. He does not see that his hoodie's been there for 5 days.
I did not see that it was my hoodie. That's really it.
So it wasn't entrapment. I just wanted to see if you were going to recognize it.
The thing that
was, and the only reason I picked it up was because somebody was coming over and I'm like, I can't have this hoodie like draped over the couch.
Now, something you may not know, but it was very triggering for me.
Uh-oh.
Because I once pulled this stunt on my ex-wife.
Oh, which one? One or two?
Number seven. Things were not going well. And I'd taken off my wedding ring for months and she never noticed it.
Oh.
So I felt immediately what a crappy guy I was for doing that at the time.
Oh, no.
And so it kind of triggered. It's not your fault.
Did you? Oh, no. Now you really make me feel bad.
Yeah, good.
I would notice if you took your wedding ring off.
Yes.
Yes.
But so seriously, if I had noticed that it was my, if it had been a hoodie with letters on it, I would have seen it like, oh, that's my hoodie. I would have cleaned it up. Mm-hmm. So good try.
Yes.
Because I, you know, my default is I just don't leave anything around because I'm so afraid of doing something wrong. There's a book right now on the coffee table. I'm wondering how long I can leave it there.
Yeah, I'm going to wait and see how long it's going to stay there.
I started reading it.
You read like the first page.
No, I read a couple pages. Yeah. So anyway, that was what came up. And that's when Sparklemeister goes, hors d'oeuvres, anyone? Anyone want some? Can we change the topic?
I didn't even have that in my notes either. Oh, and then I said,
the trauma was so deep in me that you re-triggered.
I guess. I remembered. Sorry.
No, it's okay. You know.
I just wanted to see how long. I thought you knew it was your hoodie.
No.
This is what I thought. I thought that you actually did not see it. I wanted to see how long you would not see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To what end?
It would still be there.
But to prove a point lousy husband?
No. That women see things differently than men.
Totally.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, like a couple times, not every day, I'm like, well, she doesn't really usually put the blue blanket over it on that side. I wonder, seriously, that's what I thought. I'm like, whatever. Because, you know, things move around from time to time. You change stuff.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's why I just stay in my room and close the door and I'm safe in here. I'm safe.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. No, you couldn't know. But yeah. I kept that story until today.
When we were at Sparklemeister's house and you were like, I have a story. Oh, I'm going to save it for the show. Got it. Anyway.
So that was fun.
I got my hair cut and everybody says it's the same.
Yeah. So these are not bangs.
They're at my cheeks. Bangs were down to my chin.
Bangs are supposed to be up to your eyebrow where you look like you have no forehead and stupid.
No.
That's what
there's
bangs
a lot
are.
Of people out there that have bangs that you said that.
They don't listen to this show.
No, they're at
if
my
if you have bangs that are over your forehead, you have to turn off the podcast right away.
Oh.
No one has that. No one has that.
These are at my cheekbones where they were.
Yeah, but you still have your part in the middle and it's not like
it
bangs.
It frames my face more.
Okay, well, my definition of bangs is different. This is beautiful. You look fantastic. I had no idea this what you meant. Yeah. If you had just said Heidi Klum, I'd be like, okay, go for it. Because that's what you look like now. You're like Heidi Klum.
Yes, and I was told, I don't see a difference. I'm like, oh. And my sister Tony, who is a hairstylist,
she didn't see a difference
yes,
either?
Yes, she goes, those are really cute. You need to go shorter next time. That's what she said. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I would take
so
advice
I'm a part
from
of
her.
The curtain bang, long okay. curtain
well,
bang
Well, you didn't
club.
Say curtain bangs, you said bangs.
Well, curtain bangs.
Okay. So that's different. It looks great. That's super.
You're
super
saying
duper.
All the right things, buddy.
I know. Well, yes. I know what side my bread is buttered.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the side that never falls on the ground.
Exactly. So what's up with you? What did you do? Oh, you got stood up again with chess.
You know, well, Willie was going to a different church in Luckenbach on Sunday because his friend Dave was getting baptized. He goes to that
nice.
Church. Yeah. So, and he had texted me about that. I said, okay, well, I'll see you Monday. And, you know, with Willie, sometimes you got to remind him.
Yeah.
And so I got in there. It was busy in that Java Ranch Monday. Oh. It was like packed. I'm like, where's Willie? I haven't seen him. I text him. It's like, oh no, I completely forgot. Oh, it's okay. We'll see you next week. Mm-hmm. So, and then I was already home. He's like, I can get in my car right now. I said, Willie, it's okay. I'm already home. It's good. We'll do it next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but it was all right. And I've had a good week.
You have had a good week. Yeah. It hasn't been too crazy busy for you.
No, it's been okay.
Yeah.
But I know it's, July is coming up. We got travel. We're going to New York. We're going to Florida. It's going to be a busy month.
Yes. Yeah. And it's up to you and my daughter to plan my birthday dinner.
No pressure.
And I am not trying to control it at all.
No. Except with threatening language.
Which I said, if there is not a dinner on my birthday, somebody's not going to be happy.
Yeah, no, I've... I'm in close contact with
yeah,
her.
It'll be fun. And we're seeing your friend for cocktails.
Yes.
An old acquaintance of yours.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The first, J.B. Miller.
Yes.
The first person I who met me when walked off the plane in New York.
When you were coming from Amsterdam?
He picked me up at the
airport. Did they fly you first class from... we're talking MTV, MTV, poor MTV.
Probably business class.
Your own makeup.
Yeah, yeah. That was probably built into the contract. You know, I had a lot of stuff built in the contract that they hated. Mm. They hated so much. Mm. They did not like me. Because I'm like, I have a contract. I'm like, what? No one has that. I said, I happen to have that. They didn't like that. Why? Do you want to be a VJ? You want to be a disc jockey? So I have my contract.
A disc jockey?
I can do all the radio I want. okay. Yeah, we always.
Good thing that you had a contract that outlined all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're looking for.
So J.B. Miller, who was very successful, he was the assistant to the manager of On Air Talent, my friend Steve Leeds.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we all knew JB. I mean, he would never last there. He was way too smart. He went off and started this huge entertainment company. So, and he reached out to me out of the blue. He says, hey, you going to be in New York anytime? I said, yeah, well, coming in July. He said, let's have drinks, catch up. Okay.
Yeah.
So who knows?
I'm excited to meet him.
JB, you'll like him. He's just the most happy, excited, positive, energetic guy I've ever known.
Yes. Well, we were trying to get into the Monkey Bar for dinner. Yeah.
That's still an option.
It's still an option, but it booked up really fast. And she had an alert. My daughter had an alert in her phone to make the reservation. As soon as she tried to make it, it was slammed.
Like she got an option. I don't know. There's other things.
Yes.
It's all good. Everything's being worked
out. It'll be fun. It'll be nice.
Everything's being worked. The only thing, now the stress is birthday present, because you've given me no indication.
I've given you no ideas.
No ideas. And it's like, that is a recipe for disaster.
Talk to a few of my friends. Maybe I've dropped a few Easter eggs here and there.
How'd you like a new car? Oh, I'm sorry. You already got one.
Oh, that can be my birthday present. That could be my birthday present.
That's no fun.
I got new rims. It's fine.
That's no fun.
I got a car to go with my new rims.
That's no fun.
Speaking of daughters, I want to congratulate my oldest daughter, Ellen Nicole, who got married last Friday to her longtime beloved, Jesse. They got married. They went to City Hall. Nobody was allowed to go with them. Yes, I shed a few tears, but I'm okay. I'm okay. No, I did. I actually shed a few tears.
I know.
Yeah, because you know when you have daughters, you have dreams. You have dreams about what's going to happen in your daughter's lives, and you forget that they're their own people. You know, and that they want to do what they want to do. Yeah. And so
I know that I can understand.
So
that.
I will never be a mother of the bride, and I will never be a grandma either. So
you don't know that.
Yeah.
You don't know that. I pray every day.
I'm not a spring chicken anymore, buddy.
Buddy?
So yes, congratulations to Ellen and Jesse on their
very happy for them. Their
new marriage. Yes, and they got married and they took off to the Smoky Mountains and they hiked.
Oh, I didn't know that they were in the Smoky Mountains. Yeah. Are they back yet?
Yes, they got back Monday. Yeah, so congratulations to my daughter. So yes, as you were saying, lots of dinners, lots. So the first dinner Friday night, we went actually to the constitutional lawyer's house.
This was
and his beautiful wife Maggie.
This was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
he made your favorite meal ever.
So he also punked us pretty good.
Oh, punked you, I guess.
So he made lasagna, which I just love lasagna, and
that thing was huge.
It was like a brick.
It was huge and it was deep. I've never seen anything like it.
And we're discussing it, and I guess he had asked me weeks and weeks ago any dietary restrictions. I said no. Tina doesn't like peas, and so he's sitting there, and I'd forgotten all about that. And it's like, you know, I make it really thick. He said, it looks so good, Rob. This is fantastic. He said, yeah, you know what my secret is. Well, I put mushed peas in there.
What he said is I put lots and lots of peas in it.
And we're both like, trying not to insult.
You're thinking, not to insult the host. You're thinking Tina hates peas, and I'm thinking I can eat them around them, I guess.
And he had us going for a couple of minutes there, and he's like, "I'm just kidding." I'm like, "Oh, you are the worst." A lawyer with jokes. Who needs that?
Exactly. Who needs exactly. that? Exactly. But yeah. it was delicious. And he called his sauce gravy. Even though it was like a meat sauce, it was a marinara.
Is that a Texas thing or a Southern thing?
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. And we weren't going to say, that's not gravy. I'm like, okay, thanks, brother. I'll have some gravy. But it was,
it was delicious.
Fantastic. His wife, Maggie, is lovely.
Yes.
And he actually had like a mix of 70s music on a reel to reel.
Yes. Well, he's a musician. He's a musician, he's a woodworker, and he's a constitutional lawyer. Yeah.
And he builds his own guitars,
and he built all the display cases,
everything. It's like,
I'm like, wow.
What can you not do? And then he's like, let's go in the garage, and he's like, oh yeah, this is a 1961 Thunderbird convertible. Like, what
is he restoring that?
It's kind of restored. I mean, it's just mint condition. It was his grandmother's.
Wow.
Yeah, there's no steering wheel. I was like, nah, I was fixing something with the steering wheel. I haven't looked at it for a year and a half. Like, hey, you got to fix that thing up. I mean, it's mint.
Yeah.
You open the hood and like, it's a completely clean engine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That is a beautiful car.
Yeah. It's a beautiful, really nice house too. It's so much bigger when you go downstairs. Like
up at Canyon Lake, which is nice.
Yeah. It was fun. It was really nice to spend time with them.
Yeah.
And get to know them. Yeah. I know he's a huge contributor to No Agenda.
Oh my, he's already sent me 3 emails about what's going on. Well, here's what the SCOTUS ruling was on the third country deportations.
Like, yes.
And it's like he has a whole law practice. Like, I don't know where he gets the time.
Yeah. It was nice.
I don't know where he gets the time.
I had a glass of wine there.
You did?
I did.
That was it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. We didn't have a microphone, though. We weren't doing this show.
This is true. This is true. And so that was Friday. Then Saturday, that's when we went to Debbie and Todd's house with Andrea and David, and she made shrimp scampi, which was really good, too.
It was so interesting because I've never been in their house with less than 20 people.
Oh, I know. They always do these huge gatherings.
And we're sitting around the table. I'm like, where's everybody else?
I know.
And wait a minute. It's just the 6 of us. Okay, I forgot about that.
I know.
So it was really nice.
It was fun. I mean, they're part of our spiritual family, and we just loved hanging out with them and just enjoying their company. And
I can't even remember what the conversation was. Everyone was talking all night long.
I know. And then you're looking at me and you're like, we need to get home because 5 a.m. is going to come really early. I think we left at 9:30.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And by the time you get home, walk the dog, get in bed, it was like 11 o'clock.
and then 5 a.m. came and I think I said,
you were grumpy.
You're like, this is early. This today it's early.
Yes.
But I'm so happy because I do that so I can go to early service at church. And this guy, Krish Dhanam, I think his last name is, he did the service. Fantastic.
And we had no idea who he worked with Zig Ziglar.
Yes.
And
he was trained by Zig Ziglar.
Mm-hmm. Who's a motivational speaker, mm-hmm. correct? Yeah. So that's all I knew about him. I had no idea what he was going to talk about.
And he was funny and engaging and it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. I even took one of his bits.
I know.
Because, you know, I'm always listening to Pastor Jimmy.
I know.
What can I use? What did Pastor Jimmy say I can use in the show today?
I know. He did. And he said, when two people agree,
one is unnecessary.
One is unnecessary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we're so good together.
Because we always agree?
No, because we don't always agree.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, you'd be unnecessary.
Oh, me?
Sorry.
You just be happy by yourself.
Hi, everybody. It's Curry. Welcome to Curry.
You'd have to change the jingle.
I would never want to do anything without you, babe.
Aww.
I always tell you. I never want to do
anything. You sure you don't have it too rough here?
It's a challenge.
You know, I have to tell you, I was really, what?
It's a challenge.
You are not speaking truth.
I get through it.
Oh, please. I'm holding you hostage. Mm-hmm. Blink twice if you need to leave.
Please help me.
I was surprised though the other day. I said, you know, I don't need you to do this right now, but when you get a chance,
have you finally learned something? Have you finally learned something?
What is that?
So this wasn't just the other day. It was in the morning before you're leaving. And this is you. And I love you for it. And all of a sudden, like, you know, we really got to do this. You know, this thing really has to be done. And that thing has to be taken out. And this has to be done. Now, that would normally be it. And you'd leave. But this time you said, you don't have to do it now at all. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was for me the motivation. Like, I'm going to surprise her. I'm going to do it all.
You did.
There's like some tree growing underneath the house. Of course, I've already seen this tree. I've already cut it once before. I'm like, we need to get like a tree guy
to pull it out.
I'm not going
to
ask the tree guy or the, or whatever, the landscape. I say, you have no idea what this thing is. No, maybe I can get it with my shovel later. I can do it. I'm like, all right, that was also part of like, I got to show her this. So I go, I don't have a saw. You couldn't even get a saw for just the way it's positioned. So I get the drill, drill this
thing. I know, you like charged up the drill and everything. Yes. What else did I ask you to?
Well, then you came home and then. And
no, there was two things.
No, yeah, but there was, you couldn't get the gate open.
Oh, that's right.
That was
right.
Easy.
Yeah.
I can't get the gate open. I don't know how.
You make me sound. I do not sound like that.
Body cam. I'm getting a body cam.
Okay, get a dash cam.
No, a body cam. Yeah, like the cops
and wear it all the time. Yes, when I go up to you and go, I can't get the gate open.
Boom, there it is. You do it so well. And then you came home and then we're going in and out the slide and going, this thing has to be tightened too.
And you went and got the screwdriver.
I'm like, yes. I'm like, I'm just going to show you because I'm not always snippy and grouchy, and I can just do stuff. And I'm very capable of doing things.
And I have in my notes, Adam being handy around the house. Who is he?
Yeah. I'm very capable of that.
You just don't want to do it. You just don't like it.
No, correct. However, because you did not believe me about the tree trunk underneath the house, I'm like, I got to show her this because you think it's just like something you can just pull out. I've been there last year trying to pull this thing
out.
And now it's grown all the way. And it's probably like, you know, it's probably rooting up her entire foundation. Like, I got to show you what this is. So I have to get that thing off. And like, I got the hedge clipper. Pfft, that's a joke. So I'm like, I'm the drill. And then you saw it and you went like, oh.
Yeah.
Because I was telling you, this is not something you can just get rid of. I can't pull it out.
Yeah.
I've tried it.
Yeah.
You know, you see, some professionals are going to have to come for that.
Yeah.
With a pickup truck and a rope.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you doing all these little itty bitty things around the house.
But the trick was, you know, not something has to be done.
I remember that.
Not something has to be done right
now. Yeah.
No. But you always, it's always a morning thing. No, I've gotten way over that, over you like, we have to schedule. We have to look at the schedule, synchronize the schedules. We got to do this. Now I'm used to that now, and I'm like, okay.
Well, it's only been 10 years. Yeah.
Well, yes, and so here I am. I'm okay with that, but it's always like just before, and you're irritated by all these things.
Well, they go on my to-do list, and they don't go off my to-do list until they're done.
I know. Sometimes I walk by to-do list. I'm like, holy crap!
Do you have a to-do list?
In my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have it on that Remarkable over there?
I have a daily to-do list. Okay. And then I copy it and paste it on the next day and it sits there and sometimes I cross
something
off.
What's on your to-do list?
Nothing. There's nothing on my to-do list.
There's nothing?
No, I did it. All my to-dos are done.
Oh, man, I have a lot.
I know. And you have the most interesting things on there from weeks ago. And they'll still be on like, wow, she's really good at that. And I know it'll get done. I know because you're crossing stuff off and there's stuff on the side. Remember I gave you that to-do list?
I used it
note
all.
Paper.
I used it all. I do old school.
Oh, happy birthday. Oh. To-do list paper.
To-do list gift. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll put that on my to-do list to get you a to-do list.
I bought a pad of paper. I bought it myself. I got it. It's sitting right there. I don't need a to-do list paper. I don't want that for my birthday.
But yes, you are very organized with to-do list. And yeah, I'm sure if I really looked at your to-do list, I'm sure it would have said, check and see if the hoodie's still there. I'm sure it's on your to-do list.
Oh.
I'm sure.
I don't have to. All I have to do is turn around, look, and it's still there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that was an honest, I just couldn't see it. If it had been an actual hoodie with words, I probably would have seen that.
Yeah.
I would have picked that
up. Yeah, because it was folded over.
I'm not a slob.
No, you're not. No. You've been leaving lights on lately, though. I don't know what that's
of
about.
Of late.
Of late, you've been leaving lights on.
You've got this, you're developing a habit of leaving the lights on. That's how you said it. I'm like,
of late, you're developing a habit of leaving the lights on.
Now, first of all,
like, you don't see that? We're sitting on the couch and the bathroom light's like, boom, bright in our eyes. You don't see it?
No, because I'm on the left. I don't see the bathroom light from there. You know that it costs like a penny a month because it's all LED. So it's not the cost.
No, it's not the cost. It's the fact that nobody's in there. They turn the lights off.
Nobody's in there. I know. Do you remember when you used to come over to my place, my bachelor pad? I had lights on. I left them on all the time.
Yes. And all your food was on the counter too.
All of it. Just raw chicken. All kinds of stuff just laying around.
Peanut butter, bread, cheese. Cookies.
Why did you even want to move in with me? I can't believe it.
I didn't move into the bachelor pad though.
No, I know.
I remember when we were dating.
Life ended as we know it.
I remember when we first started dating, and I said, "You need towel rings in your bathroom. Yes. And then I'm like, a mirror would look really nice there. Next time I come over, there's a mirror and there's towel rings in the.
Yeah, you were
very good. You ordered me makeup one time. You were a good dating boyfriend.
But I'm still a good boyfriend. Look what I did.
Look at you. Yes.
I got rid of the tree trunk. I tightened up the door thing and I unlocked the gate. Yeah. Come on, man.
Oh, are you nervous about this birthday gift that you have to?
It's the worst thing ever. Oh. Like you've given, just give me a hint.
No, I give you hints all the time. You're not giving me a single. You know me. You live with me. You have birthday gift trauma.
Ever since the engagement ring, I have trauma.
Oh no! It was the Tiffany wallet. It wasn't the engagement ring.
Strike two.
That was strike one.
All I'm looking for is strike three, and I don't want it to be in New York where I'm powerless.
I think you'll do fine. You will do fine. And then, last night, which was really cool, we went out to dinner with new friends, Shane and Michelle.
Yes.
And Shane actually, this is so interesting. Why don't you tell the story about how you met him?
I'm sipping my Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
This is when we thought the pump froze, and it turns out that the well pump wasn't frozen, but it wasn't hooked up to the generator setup because it was put in way before the house. And I think it was Susie Bernard said, I'll call my guy. He'll come over. He's an electrician, does this kind of stuff. And it wasn't him, but Shane texted me. And so he comes over and he's like, oh, I see what's going on. No problem. We'll just have to put, it's 240 volts, so we'll have to dig a line. We'll put it up to the generator. We'll take care of you, no problem. And he came in next day, maybe a couple of days, like pretty quick.
Yeah.
And with his guys, a crew of 3-4. And I was out there, I was talking to him. They were Florida guys, a couple of them super, super Jesus freaks. So I had a good time chatting with him. In the afternoon, maybe it was the, I don't know if it was.
Well, he's also a generator. He also serviced our generator, too.
He's an official Generac service guy. And he said, I got something for you. And he had Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Utmost for His Highest. I'm like, oh, man, it's so nice. I got to be honest. I have one. Yeah, well, keep it because, you know, you never know. And so, of course, we kept it. Now we each have one. And we were talking about faith, and he's from Florida, and they've been here for couple of years. So you go to a church? I said, no, we haven't really found anything. I said, we should come to Bridge Church. You know, I said, we're a pretty cool bunch over there. And he says, you know, this, you're the third person who has mentioned that to
me.
And I texted him, I don't know, a couple of days later or whatever, said, where's my bill? And please come to church. We'll be there. He says, you're actually the first people who have invited us, not just said come, you know, you should go, but invited us. And they came.
Yes.
And we saw them in the morning and they kept coming.
Yes.
And so we see them in the early service and we say hi. And so we always said, hey, we got to schedule dinner. And then they were sick and you were sick. And then they were traveling. We were traveling. So finally, last Sunday, I see him in the parking lot. And we had already, I said, when we see him, we got to make this date. So it was going to be Tuesday night. And so we met last night, went to Otto's, which is a great.
We've always had a good meal there.
Mm-hmm. Otto's is never wrong. Yes. I mean, I couldn't go there too often because it's very
rich.
And it's very German. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But those sauerkraut balls. What kind of crack is that, man? Those things are good.
I know. It's
like sauerkraut in a ball and then fried? Is that what that is?
Yes.
That's some outstanding product right there.
It's good stuff.
And we were there at 5. You know, they like, oh, we like eating real early. So good, so do we. And we were done eating probably around 6. And we stayed talking until 8 o'clock until they weren't really looking at me in the restaurant, but I knew they were like, these people got to go. Cause you know,
you know what? I was very aware and there were empty tables. If we were holding a table, I would have said, okay, we got to probably get going.
But we just kept talking and talking. And it was just, their story is so interesting. And it was, you know, they are very faithful and they got a whole story of, you know, Florida and just all
coming to Texas. This is what I thought was so interesting. He said that before the connection was ever made, he said he was listening to Joe Rogan on Spotify and he was listening to your interview. I don't know if it was the first or the second one.
When I came out about my
faith. Testimony. And he goes, I was listening to it while I was working in the garage or something. And he said, I thought, I'd like to meet that guy. He said, and then he gets the,
yeah, then he got a text that, with my number.
Yes, yes. I thought that was crazy. Yeah. Yeah, but God, right? No, it's not. Yeah. But God.
No coincidences in the kingdom.
Yeah. But they're lovely people and they like the church, you know? They
do.
Yeah. Yeah. So we like that because
we invited them. We wanted them to enjoy it.
And we, they were very involved in their church in Florida. So they're, you know, very, very aware. And I think he was like the church administrator or something.
Yeah, he saw how the sausage was made. Yes. So he said, it's not always pretty. So, no. You know, it's like any business.
Right.
You
know, and we know that.
There's always that. Of course.
We know that. So that was fun. That was really nice.
It was. It was, yeah, it was excellent.
Yes. But we have no plans on Saturday.
But that is also because Pastor Jimmy and Damonette, they've been out of town. And I said to you, you said it, I think. We need to have a sit down with Pastor Jimmy and Damon at dinner, just the four of us, not going anywhere, not seeing anywhere. Just so we just need to catch up.
We've got a lot of stuff to talk about
and just catch up. So I mentioned that to Pastor Jimmy this morning on the text message. He says, I'll have the twins arrange it. It's like, well, I was told I was supposed to arrange it, but okay, you know, please tell Damonette to get it going.
Yeah.
So, has she reached out to you
that? No. Mm-mm, I was gone. Well, I wasn't gone all day, but I was gone.
You are a lady that lunches these
days. Yeah, I had lunch with my friend Brandy.
You're lunching almost every day.
I know. And then I had had to go to the church and make flowers for the upcoming luncheon in August. So I did that, helped with that.
Flowers for the luncheon in August?
The women's ministry luncheon. Yeah, it was Fiesta flowers made out of tissue paper. So I went in and helped with that.
I'm like, how are they going to keep? You're going to put them in the fridge?
Yeah, no, not fresh flowers.
Not to be overlooked, I had a wonderful lunch with Brent.
Yes, yes.
And man, that guy is so cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I have very different type of... we get to talk about technology stuff because he works for a very big machine learning / here it comes AI company. Mm-hmm. So, but we see very eye to eye on all of it. So he's got a lot of cool info. And then, you know, he's a musician. He's been really rejiggering the whole mix at the church, which sounds really, really good.
Yeah.
And so this is Brent from Brent and Mindy. And, so near the end of lunch, he says, I hope I don't.
Well, wait. Are you supposed to say this? Is this for public?
Do you even know what I'm going to say?
I thought something you told me, and I didn't know if it was for public knowledge.
Probably not. But that's not what I'm going to tell you.
Okay. Sorry.
He said, I hope this doesn't sound too forward, you know, Mindy and I, we would think it would be really cool if there was like a special like show on Sundays.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Why couldn't I talk about
that? I didn't know if he wanted to put it out there publicly.
Well, then he shouldn't have told me.
Okay.
Everything you say will come on the show.
Because Mindy listens to the show.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
Okay.
It's Mindy, actually, who's already putting the playlist together.
Now they have to do it.
Hello, this is my plan. I'm forcing him into it. Yeah. I'm like, that's a great idea.
So what is it? What do they want to do?
I don't care.
Okay.
They want to put together a show with, you know, with music, you know, that it fits together, gospel, worship. It doesn't matter to me. They want to do a special show and they want to do it like Sunday afternoon. I say, perfect.
Nice.
I'd love to. But they say, but you've got to talk on it. Can't just be songs.
Oh,
you got to at least talk a couple times an hour and say, hey, everybody, we're Brent and Mindy.
Yeah.
It's the Brent and Mindy hour
The McKay hour.
It's the McKay music hour.
Yes. Oh, no, the McKay music matinee.
Yeah, I also got invited because you, who was it that asked for my details for some podcast thing?
I don't know.
Yeah. It was,
your details, your CV.
No, my contact information.
Oh, Jules. The wine heiress.
Right.
Jules. J.D. Rose.
By the way, Jules, you can always text me directly. You don't have to go through my secretary, Tina. yeah, so they reached out to me. They have a podcast they're doing in Fredericksburg once a week.
Yeah, I knew that.
Well, have you listened to it?
I listened to a snippet.
It's you know, they're like good old boys.
Uh-huh.
And like, we'd love to just get to know you, and you know, maybe if you'd want to be on the podcast, why don't we get to know each other on your podcast? I'll drop by. I think it's something that I might add to Hello Fred. They're right here in Fredericksburg.
Okay.
They talk about Fredericksburg and Hill Country.
Okay.
So
when are you going?
I said, tell me what weeks
did
is
you say
good
contact
for you.
My secretary?
Yes, I did. No, I didn't do that. I wanted to. Boy, did I ever want to.
I can't keep up with your calendar. Don't you have like, I don't know, 100 emails asking to be interviewed? Different podcasts?
Well over 75. Yeah. I'm just waiting for the Godcaster app to be out of beta, and then I'm going to start doing them.
Yeah.
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 And of course, on Sunday, we got back from church. And this happened to me during COVID.
Oh, I remember.
And it costs someone money to do this. So it's a deliberate attack. Although with AI these days, AI systems, it may be a little bit cheaper or easier. I had over 500 emails in my inbox, excluding the 1,000 that had already been filtered because I had those filters from the last time it happened, where they just subscribe you to thousands of newsletters and put you on mailing lists, all with my email address. And you just come back like, what is this? 500 unread emails within, you know, within 2 hours.
That was on Sunday. But the first time it happened, how many emails was it? 100,000?
Oh, I don't know about 100, but it was tens of thousands. And it shut down the server. It was so much.
Well, and you couldn't get to your actual emails too, because it was, they weren't categorized.
It's the weirdest thing.
And people pay to sabotage people like that, right?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. I guess it's funny. I don't know. It's a lot of dumb email. I'm some dumb email. That's why That's why newsletters are so problematic for me, because I'm still subscribed to newsletters I can't get off of from that first bomb during COVID.
You can't get off of them?
Can't get off of them.
Even if you block them?
Well, the emails have gotten so sophisticated that when you're blocked, they change things. So they still get through. So I have these filters that if it says newsletter or unsubscribe, it goes into a box. And if I look at that box right now.
So that's why that's where the Curry and the Keeper newsletter goes into, right?
Right. Exactly. So since Sunday, I already have 822.
In the newsletter?
In the newsletter box, yeah.
Do you just select them all and delete them?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, or if I'm looking for something like the Curry and the Keeper newsletter, I'll go in there and look. But it's useless. I can't do newsletters.
Yeah. I am. You know what? I don't like a lot of emails in my inbox. I don't. No. I don't like don't like a lot of texts.
My darling, you delete texts.
I do.
After a while, like, oh, I just got to delete this.
I was saying to Annette, because there's so many text threads.
You delete texts.
Yes, there's so
you
many.
Go and you,
listen, there's so many text threads. And if I have too many text threads and I have too much email, I feel like my desk is cluttered.
Yeah.
And I would leave work every night, my desk was clean.
Babe, I love you, but you know, there's unlimited storage these days, basically.
Well, and
you'll delete pictures. You're going, oh, I got to clean up my pictures. I got to make sure my pictures are clean.
I do.
And then even you're the person is the best one when you use your iPhone, any phone really. You know, and then you can swipe away your most recently
close
used
the apps.
You do this 100 times a day.
No, I don't.
You're like, choo, 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 choo. I cook. Because yeah. you need to clean it up.
Because you know what? Those are open folders. They're open not, on my desk. They're on my desk. Just like there's too many conversations in my cubicle. I gotta get them out. Out. I don't like
how
it.
How do you have time to worry about my hoodie? I don't know.
I know.
Between
and you know what?
Cleaning
I remember,
up your desk.
I remember when we first started dating and I looked at your emails and you had, I don't know, 35,000 emails.
That's my Gmail. Let me look at my Gmail.
And I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, my Gmail unread. You'll like this. Ready? Want to know how many unread Gmail?
How many?
91,147. I just keep paying more every couple of years for the extra storage.
Why? Like, just delete them. Oh, it would take you forever to delete them.
No, but you I can always go in and search something. Like there may be something in there's
so
stuff.
You're
in,
giving Google your money?
Oh yeah.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. I also don't get ads on YouTube, so I'm okay with that.
Hey, as long as I don't get the ad on my prayer that I listen to every morning, which I love.
Well, why don't you just pay for the YouTube service?
I'm not subscribing to another service. How many subscriptions do we have? We don't even
just
know.
Just a couple.
We don't even know.
Yeah, I do. More than 5, less than 50.
I'm not subscribing to another thing. As long as there's no ad on my morning prayer, I don't care.
So there's no ad anymore?
Nope.
No. Okay.
No. Right. No, there wasn't. There's an ad at the beginning, but not during the prayer. Okay. Well, yeah.
Even that I don't like. Yeah. Even that. Like, no, I'm not interested in that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, it also would take me twice as long to do prep because every single I clip lots of stuff from YouTube and I can sit there and wait until Skip shows up. No.
Skip.
Skip this ad.
Oh.
So that could add anywhere from, 10 seconds to a minute to each video.
Well, you know
I
what I
to
do?
Clip.
If I'm on YouTube, if I'm, because a lot of times I'll be listening to something while I'm putting my makeup on and I go to the transcripts and I just go up and I hit the net. I hit when it's done.
You know,
that's how you can bypass it.
You can do that on Fountain with our podcast.
Oh.
But I don't recommend it because you don't want to miss a single thing. You don't want to miss a single thing.
You don't.
All right, babe, do you have a God
shot?
I have a God
shot.
It's time for Tina's God shot.
Everybody's waiting. Everybody knows about it. The highlight of the show, Tina's
no
God
pressure.
Shot.
No pressure, geez.
Yeah, lots of pressure.
No pressure.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, so something popped up for me this morning before I even got out of bed. You know, I said the Lord's Prayer and say a quick little prayer before I get out of bed. And something popped up and I was able to address it right away. And so as I'm doing my walk this morning and I'm listening to the Grace Oasis, they were talking about fear. And this, and I was like, oh, God always gives me.
Do you want to tell me what popped up for you or is that?
I'll get to it.
Oh, okay.
I'll get to it.
All right.
Hold on. Hold your horses, man.
Sorry, boss.
So this scripture came up. It's 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. So that was what the whole... So it's, they talk about scripture and God's word, and then they go into prayer. Mm-hmm. And a couple things that they said resonated with me, because that is one of the most powerful truths in the Bible. And it reveals such a deep spiritual principle where God's perfect love reigns. Okay. So,
yes,
you know, and whether we want to admit it or not, fear touches everybody
all the time.
Yes. Fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of death, fear of not being good enough. And it comes in quiet ways. And then it comes in loud ways like this morning. So this morning, a rejection thing came up for me again. And I've been battling this. I've been, and I immediately, when I felt it come up, I immediately turned my attention to God's love. I immediately turned it to Jesus. And I know I have said this many times on this podcast, and it dissipated that fear.
Right away.
Mm-hmm. And it did that with me with my body dysmorphia too. Mm-hmm. It did it right
Which,
away.
Which, by the way, where did that go?
God. Yeah. But God.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to just say how God's word doesn't just manage fear, it removes its foundation entirely. And I was able to experience it this morning because his perfect love casts out all fear because it's so deep and it's so steady and it's so patient, and fear cannot coexist with love. It can't. It can't. And when we are living in the reality of God's love, fear has nowhere to hide. And so for me, when I felt that little bubbling come up, mm-hmm. and I turned, and you know, it had, I felt it not being at my daughter's wedding, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. and I had, it's so interesting, especially with that. I had to pray about it and turn my eyes and my heart and my mind to God. And it just brought me such peace because I was covered with his love. Mm-hmm. And also I had sent out prayer flares to several people to pray for me because of, you know, Alan getting married and me not mm-hmm. being there yeah, and yeah. praying that I want them to be in fellowship with God. I want God to be leading their marriage. And then also for my mom, a heart that was a little tender about the whole thing. Yes. And I know that all of these amazing women who were praying for me helped my heart, helped settle my heart.
I'm sure.
And that's God's love, you know? So I know, like I said, I know I've brought this up many, many times, but oh, it is just, there is nothing like it when you turn your eyes to God. There's nothing like it. And I've been through so much therapy. I've done so many witchcraft occult things. I've like
the singing bowls is my favorite.
Oh, I did that too. I did the pendulum. I did the chakra thing. I did it. Oh, you know, and nothing compares. So anyway, that's my gotcha.
A lot of that of God's love has come up for me as well. Let me see. I have Matthew 6:33. Yes, I seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need.
Yeah.
What else was there? I guess in a way, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It's all.
Is that the beatitude?
That is a beatitude.
That's on the YouVersion. They're going through the beatitudes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's where it popped up for me. Mm-hmm. Let me see. I had a lot of those this week as well. A lot of them. It's that time. It's interesting sometimes how, because we read all kinds of different devotionals out. They get synchronized sometimes. Sometimes within a day or sometimes on the same day.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's just, you know, coincidence. I think not.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's good, babe.
That was my, and you know, it comes down to just prayer, because prayer is just such a powerful weapon too.
Hope you weren't feeling rejected because I was no longer in bed because I got up early.
Today?
Yeah. You didn't notice?
Oh, hello?
Now I feel rejected.
No. I know. That's fine. No.
I woke up. I've been waking up really early.
I know. Sometimes I like getting up early and the stillness of the morning.
I'm getting up at, you know, the other day, of course, God woke me up at 3 a.m.
I know.
I got to tell that. I got to tell the beginning of that story.
Okay, go ahead.
It's just so...
Have you shared this with anybody yet except me? Okay.
No, just the beginning of the story.
Yes.
So we'd actually had dinner with Karen and some friends of hers from California, and Laura came by later. And so we went to bed, and at 3, and I wake up from a very, very vivid dream. And this dream is Karen, and she's telling me, oh, I went through the whole self-onboarding process of Godcaster. It works perfectly. I get it. I've already set up my player. My station is ready. I'm like, what? This isn't even public yet. And how you were able to figure all this out? And it was so vivid. And I wake up like, I'm like 3:05. Like, God, are you telling me that we're doing a great job or that it's no good? And what I get back is, no, you were so asleep. I had to get your attention. So that's what I used to get your attention. It was about something completely different. You know, and I got up and I prayed for a little bit about stuff. But he, for a little bit,
you were up for 2 hours.
That's a little bit. But he literally like, I needed to get your attention. So because you were sound asleep. So I had to give you something that would wake you up. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. That really blew my mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
And now I know for sure when we test this self onboarding, I'm going to ask Karen to do it. That's what we're doing.
Now it's time to hear from the Cokesuckers.
That's right.
We got to hear from Magnus cocksuckers now.
Wait.
Yeah.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
That's right. Value for value. If you go to our website, careenthekeeper.com, you can learn all about that. You can find all the episodes. We're also now with this new fountain system. If you use the fountain app, not only can you boost us with Satoshis, which we love, but you can also do your fiat fun coupon. So, with your credit card or your Apple Pay, or your Google Play Pay, whatever it is. And of course, we had the PayPal, and we love getting stuff in return, value for value.
Sure.
We got some stuff in the P.O. box.
Well, we got the book that you started reading.
Yes.
And then we got a gift that she did not want us to mention it on the air, but I just wanted to say thank you to Pamela.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Loved it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I also got a note from Tim and Tara, who said that they donated $50. It was through PayPal, but they didn't know how to comment. And so they just said lots of love. So thank you. We'll take lots of love.
Thank you. That's very kind.
Then looking at the list right at the top there, he was in California, but oh no, he comes back with the vengeance with a striper boost full on 77,777 Satoshis. It's Pastor Jimmy. Hey, besties.
Hey.
We're back from SoCal and so glad to be home.
Aw.
We're looking forward.
They had a good trip, though.
Oh, we're looking forward to our Friday night get-together.
Yes.
Oh, so it's already set up.
No, we're going. There's another couple that's going with us.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's
so
that's the Argentinian dinner. Mm-hmm. Okay. Great show as always. Love you both. KYBO, KTLD. Yes, we do always participate in that show. Thank you very much, brother. They said they were gonna, record today. I don't know if they did. Did you see anything come through yet?
Mm-mm, I haven't.
Living up in a down world.
No.
Katie Trimble comes in with $25.33. Always on the ball.
Katie.
Cole Dial, $25. He did it through the fountain.
Wow.
Credit card thing. Yep. Appreciate that, Cole. Very nice.
Thank you,
through
Cole.
The stripe. And we got 30,000 sats from Iris.
Wow.
Remember Iris from Holland? She says, Tina.
Wow.
You are so brave to share so openly about your struggles with the enemy. We've always learned that you defile of us need buiten moet hangen. That's Dutch.
Yeah, really?
and translated, it's you should not be hanging your dirty laundry outside.
Oh.
That's a Dutch saying.
Well, usually it's clean if you're hanging it outside, right?
That's why you never want to hang your dirty laundry outside.
Which means what?
So you don't show people your dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Because, you know, your struggles.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a Dutch saying.
Okay.
Just roll with me.
All right. Okay. Sorry.
Your openness and explanation of the role of the enemy is so helpful and normalizing. And Adam as well, of course. But as a woman, I relate mostly to Tina's struggles.
Aww.
Groetjes from Iris.
Thank you.
How sweet
That's
is that?
Very sweet. I got a couple emails about the
Oh,
last
I'm sure
God
you
shot.
Did.
I did.
I'm sure you did.
Yes.
The God shot is the top of the show, babe. I'm just here to hit the button that says God shot. That's really all I'm here to do.
Thank
you. Mini Striper Boost. Sir Brian with an I, 7777. And he says, if you're a friend of the show, make sure to come to the meetup this Sunday in Longview, Texas, to celebrate the birthday of your very own beloved Dirty Jersey Lady of the Night. That's Dirty Jersey Whore. I heard there will be superstars there like Sir Brian with an I.
Oh, brother.
You'll see all the Rotolos. Oh, see y'all at the Rotolos Pizzeria, 3:30 p.m. on the 29th. If you want to say hello to me, I'm easy to spot. I'm the handsome one. I'm not 6'8". In the evening, y'all.
In the evening!
Good luck with that.
Hey, and there we have another mini striper boost. This is 7777 from Sarah Marie.
Oh, is she new?
It sounds like I'm going to decant her. I think she's
Sarah Marie. No, I know who she is. Yeah.
Well, has she donated before?
Yes, she is. Yes. She's the one that told us about evidence demands. Evidence Demands a Verdict? Is that the name? Evidence? What's the name of the book?
That's the name of the book. Yeah,
she was the one who turned me on long time ago. Yes, that's Sarah Marie.
Well, she deserves another decanting. And she says, it's been a while.
Yes.
But since I've got a record of recommending life-changing books to you guys, I'll share another. Please get and read Impressions by Martin Wells Knapp, K-N-A-P-P.
Impressions.
Written in the... Impressions. Written in the late 1800s, it's a detailed description of how Satan works and the ways believers can discern between impressions from God and impressions from below. It changed my life. You can find that on Amazon. Much love, Sarah Durst. There you go. Now I remember Sarah Durst. P.S. I recently found my journal from 2022 and stumbled across the page where I prayed for Adam and Tina to get saved. Look at God.
Oh my gosh.
I'd forgotten I put that in my prayer journal. I know I wasn't the only one that prayed, but it's a wonderful reminder that God hears, listens, and answers the prayers of his people.
I love
Amen to that.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you, Sarah. That's sweet.
Definitely we'll get that book. You have steered us very right.
Yes.
The evidence that demands a verdict was a big one for me.
You know, I also want to say again that I talked about it at the last show that Annette really clarified for me, because I talked about it, about knowing God's voice, you know, and I was praying for discernment and I was able to share this with Brandy about if it's anything negative, it's not God. It's not God. And it ties right into my God shot too. It's everything from God is love. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, exactly.
That was so helpful for me. It is so helpful for me. Anyway.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah, thank you.
4815 Satoshis from Comic Strip Blogger.
CSB.
Howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam.
Howdy.
I created a song and music video about DC Girl's dog called Biscuit. See my X feed at CSB. Yes, just three letters, CSB. The song is entitled Pop Rito Flow. Pop Rito Flow, because that dog likes to wrap itself up in blankets like a burrito. Hold on a second.
You pulling it up?
Yeah, well, of course. Talk about CSB. All right, hold on a second. All right, at CSB. Let's see if I can find it here. There he is. Is this it? Yes. Okay. Let's see. Oh, it's a cute video.
Wrap it up tight, blanket game on lock. Little biscuit burrito on the lime green block. Biscuit's eyes wide, head tilt when the camera go click. So for
listen to this comic strip blogger sing. Kick.
I wake up, sunlight dripping through
the frame. See, it's kind of, I like it.
Running the game. Yeah. Hoodie made of fleece, 40 shades of gray. Got the
dog. It's cool. A very like cute video.
Big pupil, cinnamon coat, little shadow.
Is it actually the dog?
It's an AI dog. Oh, okay. He's going like this, like a gangster.
Everybody go check it out.
That's cool.
Oh, thank you. That's cute.
Please, yeah, retweet or at least a like. Okay. Hold on. Like. No. send me stories and pics about your dog. Adam knows my email, and I'll create a song about your dog too. Just tweet him about that.
Oh yeah,
I'm not
do
CSB.
One about Phoebe.
I'm not CSB. Oh yeah, we should do one about Phoebe.
we got to talk about Phoebe after this.
Okay, and then we got $5 through the Fountain Stripe system from T3M3RY Teamery. So I didn't get any message or any note, but we appreciate you.
Is that new?
I don't know if it's a new person. Just in case, T. Marie, I will decant T. Marie.
You then decant.
Freeze our E's and Hacksaw. So, and that's it. Thank you all very much.
Yes,
we appreciate the support. It's been very nice today.
Yes.
KoreanTheKeeper.com.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You want to talk about Phoebe before we go into the...
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
The Phoebe Meister's got new food.
She does.
Tell you. You contacted your buddy.
Yeah, well, I'd already heard him talking about the commercials. So talking about Joe Rogan and his dog Marshall, because he does these ads for Farmer's Dog, and I'm like, and so I say, hey, is this stuff for real? He says, oh, Marshall, his dog, it has more energy. Everything is so much better. He says, think about it. It's like, you're giving the dog processed crap that's been on the shelf for 6 weeks. I said, yeah. So this is just food.
It's a dog.
Yeah, it's just food. And she has so many skin issues and everything. I'm like, we might as well give it a shot. And I'll tell you one thing. She loves it.
Oh, my gosh.
So
we got Farmer's Dog?
Farmer's Dog. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And it comes in every 2 weeks and it's frozen. So we got to always have a pack in the fridge.
Yeah. And it's more affordable than I thought. I
mean, yes.
I thought this is
crazy.
It's
not much more than what we were spending on her.
Just a little bit more
kibble stuff.
Yeah. Well, that was doctor recommended when she had to lose weight, but now she's been keeping the weight off. And they have a whole system. They, you know, tell her about the dog and what she weighs and what kind of dog is it. This is enough. It'll be, you know, it's always hard. Don't feed her more. Just give her exactly this. So it's measured out, half the pack in the morning, half the pack in the evening.
Yeah.
And seems
she
okay.
Loves it.
She's very like excited. Drools. She's you notice how she's sitting all pretty in the morning, like, here I am.
Yes.
Here I am. I know it's another 45 minutes, but I'm kind of ready for that.
I haven't seen much in terms of the energy. Have you?
Yes.
Oh, you have? Oh, I guess this morning when she came and she was all jitty with
it. She's, you know, she was kind of demure, and now she's going outside a lot more. You ever noticed that?
Not really.
Yeah, you don't love the dog like I do. No, you don't have the same love.
Yes, I do. She loves me so much. I pulled in this morning after my walk.
Oh, she didn't want to walk anymore.
No, she was like, looking at me like, there's mom, there's mom.
Go back, let's go inside. Come on.
Know what it's time for. The question of the week.
Ah, yes, to wind up every single show, we have a question of the week. Tina comes up with a question. I have no answers.
Question of the week.
Or I always have to go, what do you mean? Let me think about it.
Like, who are we talking about?
Yeah, in what context? Yes.
Okay. You may think you know this answer for me, but you don't. I'm telling you,
so
you do not
know
the answer.
So it's a question about you?
No, no, no. Oh. I'm saying you may think you know my answer, but I'm telling you, you okay. don't know my all answer. Right, okay. Right. What do you really dislike doing?
What do I really dislike doing? Oh goodness. I know you'd hate it when I do this, but I'm trying to think, what do I really
you want me to go first?
Well, for you, my answer, I think my answer would be laundry, but that's not it.
Nope.
No. Okay. What is it?
I detest putting those sheets on our bed.
Really?
I can't stand it.
Why don't you just ask me to help you?
Because it's usually show day or something like that. And because the Tempur-Pedic mattress is so heavy for me to lift the corners
up. But you know what? Even on the show day,
I can't stand
if it's before the start of the show, I can help you with that.
All right. I'll pull you out while you're prepping.
Well, don't get too excited.
But I was thinking, that's why I thought of the question. I'm like, oh, I got to put this down because I hate
Can you
doing
think
this.
Of anything I really dislike doing? Is there something I absolutely, I mean, even before guests come, guests, you should know this.
Any guests that come into our house and make Adam do this?
Yes. Tina's like, and do the toilets.
Yes.
I have to scrub the toilets before the guests come.
That's
right. So guests of the Curry household, when you come in and you open the lid because it's down and you remember to close it down, when you look at that pristine, clean bowl, think of me.
And the empty garbage.
On my knees, I am scrubbing the toilet bowl and the seat and anything. Because, of course, I'm a dude, so it's like I always look at the wall. Yeah, probably something there.
No,
I'm just kidding. And I empty the garbage pail from each
one.
You
do. Yes. You do. What about this? What about changing the batteries in the smoke detectors?
Oh, yeah. I do not like that. You nailed it. I do not like doing that.
Yes.
That is a massive pain in the butt, and especially because it's a system where they're all connected. And so, you know, when one goes, they all beep and you have to figure out which one has an empty battery and then you have to do them all and you have to get the ladder. And
the
ladder.
One is still not fixed in the upstairs bedroom.
We're just not going to get a fire there.
Okay. But, you know, and some of them are so high.
Yeah.
Like the one in my room, in my workout room, my prayer room.
I have to get up on your cabinets in order to do it. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You found the one.
Do I know you or do I know you? Telling you,
and this is why I love you.
Oh, remember that when I'm nagging at you, I love you too.
We'll see you next week, everybody. I love you too, baby.
In the evening. In the evening.